Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dusty, we've been talking about it for the first three segments. GoPSURV back on track this year. The fans are back. That means tailgating is back. If you want a great time, check out GoPSURV.com. It's where the RV is sitting there waiting for you, all prepped and ready. You just show up with your car. Have a great time. That's your only responsibility. GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 800-519-8467. Dusty, in quarter number three, we were talking about the new proposal for a playoff system in college football, expanding from four teams to 12. Let's now talk about the ramifications of that. One of the goals I think a lot of people talk about is breaking up the fact that we have a big three, Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama. The fact is, through the decades, we've always had dominant teams. There was Oklahoma in the 50s. There was Florida State for a while, Miami, Nebraska. All these different teams that they were dominant for a while. Is this just a cycle? Or would it, without changing up things, would this one be different? Would this be a cycle that would have lasted longer and going to a 12-team playoffs will help break it up?
I think so, and I think when you're looking at the fact that there are four opportunities to make the playoff, and the fact that you ushered in the playoff era, and what that did was make everybody focus probably a little bit too much on the playoff and not the other game. So it's like every other bowl game has felt more meaningless since 2014 than they did before. I think the culture of college football has changed and the viewpoint has changed. And I think the fact that you started the playoff and then you had three teams really dominate that. And you know, the fourth team that makes it has been, you know, has rotated a bit, but that team hasn't really been relevant in this conversation. These are the three only relevant teams. I think that maybe fueled the magnitude of the jump from four to 12, and what they pitched as a benefit, and I do buy into it, is that with a 12 team playoff field, you are legitimately going to have 18, 20, 25 teams mathematically still able to be a win away late in the year. And maybe that changes the whole, like, you know, if we don't make the playoff, it's meaningless kind of thing. Maybe because you will have a shot. If you're a top 25 team, you should be within striking distance in a lot of cases of one of those 12 spots. And I think that'll kind of help make the jump in the playoff field while still preserving regular season games and making sure that they matter most of the way through.
Well, that's one of the things that people who have argued for the 14 playoffs is the sanctity of the regular season. I don't think that would be lost in this kind of scenario, but it would give teams that have been on the cusp of getting there, a Penn State, Wisconsin, teams other than Oklahoma in the Big 12 who have flirted with it. Remember the year with TCU and Oklahoma State. And how about the Pac-12 that's been frozen out of the playoffs several years for, you know, Oregon and USC and Washington? All of a sudden, this definitely gives them an opportunity if you have 12 teams. Now, let's talk about Penn State specifically. And the year they had two losses, won the Big Ten championship, didn't get in. They obviously would have been in the playoffs that year. And I suggest to you, Dustin, that was the year they lost to USC in a classic bowl game. It was tremendous. But I'll tell you, both USC and Penn State, I don't think any of the playoff teams that year would have wanted to see either one of those teams.
I 100% agree. And I think the four-team format has pretty much made it that if you lose twice, you're not in. Probably not. The second best team in the ACC, the second best team in the Big Ten, is typically not going to be in. The first best team in the Pac-12 isn't necessarily in. So I think it does expand, even in these Power 5 conferences, it changes that fact. And also, the four-team format doesn't account for a situation like 2016 Penn State, where you needed some time to find your way. You're one of the hottest teams in the country. Nobody really wants to see you. You're exciting. You're scoring points. But the fact that you know, it took you a while to turn the corner as a team. You were out of it before you had a chance to be into it. I think there are going to be some situations like that where, yeah, I mean, generally speaking, teams 4 through 12 will be on a whole different footing, not in a good way, than teams 1 through 3. It's going to be like that for a while. But you are going to have situations like this one where Oklahoma's got the best offense in the country. They're the number 4, the number 5 seed. Nobody wants to see them. They have a shot to make some actual noise because they have an elite offense. You're going to have the situation like 2016 Penn State. You're going to have a situation like Wisconsin and being a real style clash with a Clemson or whatever, and there's an opportunity or an opening there. And what happens when finally, you know, you have a 6 beat a 3 for the first time, or you have a number 1 seed get stunned in the semis or stunned in the quarters? Don't you think that can have a fundamental effect on the way college football is viewed moving forward? Like, at least for that team, if you're a 12 and you beat a 5, you know, that changes how you're viewed, and maybe you get an extra prospect or two. Maybe you can use that as a real leaping point into something more. I think you're going to have some fundamental stuff change as a result of this. I don't know what yet. I don't think anybody really knows that yet, but I think there's a real shot.
And it's going to be different depending on the year or just the teams. I would have wanted to see UCF play in the playoffs a couple years ago when they had that unbeaten team. But the negative to this is, gee, Dustin, when we have 1 play 4, we often get a blowout. What happens when 1 plays 8?
We'll see. I mean, the way that it's built now, that 8 is going to get killed. You know, that eight's going to get killed, and it's going to be that way for a while. We're just going to have to deal with some growing pains of that. Like, we're going to, at some point in time, we're going to have to grow out of this Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State dominates the field. Georgia is going to be, you know, Georgia's going to be consistently in that mix now too. LSU is going to make that jump every so often. And you think that, you know, I think there are going to be some years where that number eight is really, really strong, or that number 8 is really, really hot at the time. And maybe that number 8 is a group of 5 and is a real wild card. I don't know. I mean, I just don't think you look at the likelihood of blowouts as a reason not to make the change to this. And I think you're going to have some bumps in the road. You're going to have for a while that number 3 still, that 3 team setup still dominating. But I think we're going to grow out of that at some point.
I'm okay with it too. We've been doing in basketball 1 seeds versus 16 seeds, and most of the time it's a blowout. But, you know, when the game is close after 10 minutes into the game, man, I can't leave. I'm waiting to see that number 16 seed beat a number 1. And guess what? It finally happened. But you still watch. So I don't have an issue with it. And I do believe there will be a plus where James Franklin could say, hey, we made the playoffs last year. And if he can, even if it has to be an upset, coming in as a 6 and beating a 3, imagine what that would do for Penn State in their recruiting, or Oklahoma State in their recruiting, and so on and so on. So I do think it's great that they open this up. Now, Dustin, one of the things you and I shared, an article that much of this expanding from 4 to 12 teams, it's not magnanimous on the part of the powers that be. It's about money. They're going to make a boatload of money. And I was ready to use a different word than boat there, but they're going to make a lot of money at this. Do you have a problem with that's the incentive?
Not really. Like, especially if it can be a win-win, if you're making more money and you're giving something that I think clearly a majority have wanted, there's a faction out there who would rather go in the opposite direction and make it a 2-team BCS type setup again. And I don't see what they see. I don't think I ever will. Like, I don't think I'll ever really understand. I know college football is different, but I don't think I'll ever understand for wanting to fight to protect a regular season. Every other sport has an expansive playoff. Every other sport, what is it, 12 out of 32 in the NFL? And you're going to boo-hoo 12 out of 128 plus in college football? I don't really understand that. I know it's different. You're growing into it. It does introduce some chaos into this situation, and I'm all for it. And by the way, as you were talking about the 16 and one and the number 16 seed beating the one seed or whatever, sports gambling is only going to get bigger, and there's going to be something to watch for. Even at the end of a blowout, if it's a 31 point spread and it's 41-7, you know, with 3 minutes left, there's going to be a lot of people clinging to this, and that dynamic is not going to go backwards between now and whenever this begins. It's going to only grow. Not that this is part of the situation, but speaking of money, the TV networks are going to do just fine no matter what happens in these games.
I think there's another element to this too, Dustin. You were talking about the sanctity of the regular season. It's important. Game one, I can't lose that game because I can't make the playoffs. Well, then what did that do to the rest of my season? The example we had where the year Penn State started 2-2, was I as a fan supposed to stop watching because with two losses, Penn State wasn't going to make the playoffs? I actually think the regular season will become more relevant for more teams with having more teams involved. So that one loss early in the season, well, let's use this upcoming season. If Penn State were to lose to Wisconsin, you know, they're probably not going to win the Big Ten. Do I just pack it in as a Penn State fan and say, well, oh, well, there you go. Whereas with this new playoff format, no, they can't go 6-6 and make the playoffs. But they can now go 10-2 and make the playoffs.
Yeah, and you're not going to have energy for Ohio State and Michigan, no matter what the circumstances are. But it does change that fact. And by the way, and this is just another, I agree with everything you said, that, you know, a two-loss team early in the season still is mathematically alive. How about the incentive system of scheduling more difficult out-of-conference games? There's going to be more incentive to do that because you can handle a loss. You can handle a loss and still rebound from it. Maybe it changes scheduling. I don't know, but these are good, positive questions that you can be asking that might be good ramifications for a 12-team playoff.
And might that out-of-conference schedule being better help me to get into the playoffs? That could be the tiebreaker as me, a 10-2 team, your 10-2 team, but I have a win against Oklahoma in the out-of-conference schedule. So I think, yep. Although I think 8 is the perfect number, Dusty, I'd much rather 12 than 4. That is going to have to be it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.